Welcome to Cine's Social Club Podcast, a place to chat about life's greatest adventures. I'm your host, Cine, and let's get right into it. Hey, everybody. I'm here today with the lovely ladies, Spunkies, aka Steph and Jalissa. Hey, ladies.
Hey, gal.
Hey, good evening, because it's definitely nighttime and it's hot.
And we finally got this thing going.
Thank goodness to Amsum. Shout out, okay, to Amsum. Today I thought it'd be so fun to go back on our raving days. And who am I kidding? We're still raving to this day.
Yeah, we are.
About our raving around the world. I know some of us have gone around and enjoyed some fun raves in other countries. So I want to know. Spill the beans. Tell us the good stuff. I think I want to start this journey with our first rave ever with Spunks. Yeah. When we were like too young, I don't even understand how we were there, first of all. I don't even want to say.
Yeah.
Let's just say the first one, it was an experience. The first one was, what was it called again? Monster Massive.
It was massive. There was a lot of people there. Like, I don't know. I didn't know what to expect. It was my first rave. I was like, what is a rave? Were people honestly like kind of a little bit fucked up? And that freaked me out. Yeah. Definitely a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. I don't remember what we wore or anything like that. I just remember we were like these young girls. And we've always looked younger than what we were or what our age is. So we were there and we were in the crowd thinking we were so cool. And people were asking us like, hey, have you seen Molly today? And it was like, no, not at all. Like, we don't even know what that is. We really didn't know what that was. Who are we kidding? We were just dancing and vibing in the crowd. But, you know, we had to lie. We were trying to be cool. So we're like, yeah, totally. Yeah, we're feeling great.
Oh, yeah. We definitely pretended like we were on Molly for sure for the first time at the rave. We were definitely basking in those free massages. They were like, does this feel good? We were like, yeah, I mean, Molly or not, this feels great.
This feels great. Yeah. Who doesn't like to get massaged, you know? I do.
I'm overdue for one, so.
I need one right now, too, for sure. Yeah,
and the rave massages, they're passionate.
They're passionate. And even the lights, remember? We were like, oh, yeah, so cool, the lights. We can see them moving, and I don't think I saw anything moving.
Honestly, all the lasers were crazy. Like, even, you know, just, like, being sober at a rave was, like, an experience because you would just kind of embrace, like, all the special things about the rave. Like, I think that, like, you realize all the lights and just the people and the energy. I don't know. It was just an experience. And that's what made me want to keep going, I think.
Same. And then we've just been going. Just recently, we went to
Hard Summer.
Yeah, we just recently went to Hard Summer.
How was that? Which is now in a new location.
Yeah, back at the NOS Center,
At the NOS Center, yeah.
It was cool. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I really like that spot just because it's so big. And it really feels like a sense of home, like a community or like a home base because it's like that's where a lot of the big events were.
It's the NOS Center.
It's the NOS Center, yeah. Like everyone knows
San Bernardino. Hey, there's nothing like going over the freeway. Which one is it? The 215?
Oh, yeah.
You know when you're just like on the highway?
Yeah.
And it's like everybody's jam-packed. Yes.
Yeah.
There's nothing like that view of like, I'm almost there. But yes, the NOS Center is probably, I don't know. I can't say it's my favorite, but it's like where all the raves are hosted. So definitely I agree. It's like a sense of home. Like it's common grounds. I know where to go. I know where the stages are. I know where the bathrooms are. The porta potties this way, that way. Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Meet me by the pond.
I love the pond.
Except service sucks there. Mm-hmm. Just so you know. You can't find your friends.
Yeah, stay close or bring walkie-talkies.
I've never done that. Have we ever done that? No.
I've always wanted to like buy some walkie-talkies, but I've never done it. No.
Oh, okay. So we've gone to all those awesome raves. EDC is another world, okay? EDC here in the LA Coliseum was amazing. But then it, like, moved to Vegas, and I went for the first time 2 years ago just because I was like, no, it's too intense. It's too intense for me. But then I went, and it was like, wow. There is nothing like it. It's like a whole I don't know. It's like I'm in a different universe when I'm there. Because it's just so crazy and insane how huge it is. The camping is a must. 100% recommend.
Yeah.
If you do camping EDC, like, you need to just, for the experience. You don't have to leave. Crazy lines.
You don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah, you don't have to drive.
Wait for Ubers.
And the party's all night long. It doesn't stop. So I think there's like an hour break, if anything.
I think
and
then quiet hours just keep going. Are from like 11 to 1.
11
or something,
to 1.
Or something like that.
Oh my God.
And that's the time to sleep.
A.M. Oh no, that's 11
to 1 p.m.
P.M. Yeah, yeah, exactly, for sure. Those are the sleeping hours.
Don't forget goat yoga.
Goat yoga. Did you guys actually do that? I definitely was sleeping.
I was taking a snooze.
I don't know who I was with, but we walked over. Megan, yeah.
I was with look. You. I saw it.
We just went to go look. Just we didn't to go do look. It.
What do you guys recommend for anybody who hasn't gone to EDC? Any tips?
It is a marathon, not a sprint. Drink plenty of water.
Yes.
Try to sleep during the quiet hours.
Yeah, definitely during the day. You can definitely sleep since EDC is kind of a night event. You know, it starts later in the evening or, you know, just like late afternoon and goes into the early morning. But, yeah, definitely catch your snooze. I would say try to eat somewhere in between because when you're having all that fun, I definitely think you forget to do that. And there's lots of food carts and lots of, you know, food vendors that come out and want to feed you this goody deliciousness. So I say support the foodies.
Yeah, the difference between camping the first year and the second year was a big difference. The second year, there were more geared up, more food trucks, a bigger pool. So I only imagine the next one is going to be even better than ever. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially post-COVID, everyone's going to be ready to rage and just let loose and be together and, you know, plur.
And it's right around the corner. It's in October. Do you guys have your outfits ready? No. I don't. I use, like, all my outfits for the event that we had in Orlando and just all these other ones. Events. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll same. Use them now. I can't wait until October. Who am I kidding?
Same. They're just sitting in there in my closet really sad. So I had to show them some love, you know?
Same. I know. Definitely time to go shop. October is here like in a few months. Can you guys believe that? The year's almost done.
Good you guys are going to Escape, which is the other great Halloween rave.
That's my favorite one.
That is I think so too. That is the best.
I feel like it's the most
I love
spirited.
That one. Yes. Yeah. And I love Halloween. So to see everybody in their Halloween costumes.
The best. Creativity.
And then it's a rave. And then I love raves because, like, you can literally wear whatever the hell you want and just be you. Like, there's no right or wrong. There's no, like, dress code. You
express yourself.
Express yourself. Yeah.
Totally.
I've always wanted to wear, like, a wig, but I just don't know.
Wigs are just hot. Like, I know. I've done the wig thing, and I threw that thing away.
What, you did?
Yeah, because I was like, you know what? My head is hot. So I had to let her go.
You let her go. Yeah. Oh, no.
She was cute, though. R.I.P. She was a little pink Bob.
I was going to say, the robot?
Yeah, the little robot Bob, yeah. That's fun, though. I'm just really glad that events are back and, like, you know, the world is healing. And, I don't know, Tomorrowland was probably super epic for me, like, one of the most memorable. It's just lots of walking.
Tell us about Tomorrowland, because that was, where was that again?
Belgium.
Okay, so did you, yeah. I heard that there's, like, a plane that you can go in with, like, all the party people in there. Is that what you guys did, or?
I wish. There's a party plane. Yeah, there's a party plane that you can take, but it's, like, on random. So they just randomly select, like, what plane or, you know, or they actually have a destination from where that plane leaves from, actually. It's not random, thinking about it now. But leaving from L.A., we didn't have that plane. It did have a Tomorrowland theme, like, they did provide you with some swag. Like, they gave you some notebooks. They gave you, like, a backpack. When you arrived to Belgium, like, there were Tomorrowland, you know, cast members and just, like, people there, like, handing out stuff, getting you pumped up, you know, giving you your Tomorrowland passport for the weekend, your wristband, and, like, just pumping you up through the whole time. And then even people all the way to the bus that would take you to the venue were, like, a part of the event and just, like, super pumped up and super excited. And the whole community kind of gets involved with Tomorrowland, which was, like, so interesting to me because I feel like not a lot of other events locally are like that. And so Tomorrowland was really, really, like, you know, community focused. And I also feel like it's hosted in that small town in Belgium. Have you guys been to Belgium?
Never.
No. I want to go there.
No.
You guys were close, though. Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, but I didn't even get to really see the nightlife like that because COVID. Oh, everything closed at 12, you know?
Yeah.
You got to know people to know people to know where to go. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, I'd love to go to Tomorrowland. I definitely love the scene, I think, in Europe more, like with techno. That's like, I like that. So.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to do that. Malta coming up for you.
Oh, yeah.
Ms. Ju.
Well, it was postponed. But then next year, hopefully everything is good. But they set the new dates for next year. But yeah, that's Adam Beyer's Drum Code Festival. It was
4 days, I think.
It's 4 days, yeah.
That's amazing. I didn't even know there were islands.
I never heard of Malta myself.
In Italy, yeah. Yeah, I was like, what?
And then since we are loyal fans and we kept our ticket for next year, we're invited to a private party with Adam Beyer.
Shout out to Adam Beyer.
Okay, Adam Beyer.
Thanks for looking out for the fans.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm jealous. Might have to squeeze in the suitcase. I mean, if I can, I'd love to.
You should. It wasn't, I don't think it was
whoever's
sold out.
Listening, there's whoever's still an listening, opportunity
let's go rage.
Go. Yeah.
In Malta.
Yeah, there's
come
a join
down.
Us. In
join
Italy.
Us. Yes.
Get your passport. You got it here.
Get your vaccine.
Get your passport. Get your vax.
Take
vax
your vitamins.
Wax, and
vitamins,
ready to party
and water.
Yes. Other than that, you know, we did also rage technically during COVID. Oops. Green Velvet at the Anaheim.
You know what? They made it work. I think a lot of... A
they
lot,
did. I felt safe there.
Shout out to whoever produced those events because honestly, you know all the rave babies were waiting for something like that and they wanted to... They were itching, you know, a little neck scratch to like dance and just let loose and like, you know, be safe, wear your mask, but also at the same time, like shake their ass. So.
I freaking love that.
Yeah.
It was
yes.
so much fun.
It was so much fun. And then prior to that, I think the last show we went to before the lockdown was Carl Cox.
Downtown LA.
Yes. I love Carl Cox.
Oh,
that
man.
Was really fun. And
that was so
that
fun.
Was a week. Was it 2 weeks later we got shut down?
Literally like 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
That was a good way to kind of, you know, end the raging way. For a bit.
If
but now
can...
we're just ready to rage again, I think. I know I am.
Oh, yeah. 100%. If you can make it to a show at the Grand Park, though, that's epic. It's just such a beautiful view. You get a view of the downtown, all the city lights. You're just surrounded by a concrete jungle. And in the summer, they do all these free shows, like Selections doing their pop-up in like a few weeks.
You know, we'll be there. I'll be there.
Yeah, I think it's Garth Trinidad from KCRW is doing his like pop-up. So lots of good fun shows in the summer that are free and like, you know, if you want to come out, do your part, wear your mask, or if you're vaccinated, just have a blast.
Have a blast.
Yeah.
Those are some good shows coming up. What else do we have? Well, we already said Escape.
Well, Factory 93 has been releasing a lot of shows. Nicole Madauber played, I think, last month in LA. They just released tickets to Boris Brejcha next month.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shows. Everyone's, like, popping off.
Yeah, everyone's ready. All the artists are ready to showcase their new stuff, too. They've been hiding out and just producing at this point, you know?
Lots of good music.
Lots
so much
of good
music.
Yeah.
Yes, I can't
wait.
Yeah,
that's the benefit of COVID, I think, is that, you know, they were, all the artists were just stuck in their caves and just producing and making the best
of
it.
Yes, what keeps you guys going back?
Well, the music.
The music.
The music, the community,
the
I feel
community,
like is really strong.
For sure, yeah. I think everyone's just so, you know, like-minded, and they just, you know, want to be there for the same reason, to just let loose and have a good time and kind of just put everything behind them and just...
dance it, your worries away.
Yeah.
That's so true. I agree.
Leave the world behind you.
The world behind, girl.
Yep.
I'm excited for the future. Even like the little home raves that they were doing that Insomniac, aka Pasquale, was doing. Those were fun. Just being at home, listening to music, FaceTiming. Those were good times.
Those were fun.
During COVID,
yeah.
You just had to make the best of it. But I'm ready to hit the real world again and go out. Definitely want to hit up Tomorrowland, hopefully soon. And yeah, I don't know, like,
what are the other, like, events that you guys haven't gone to that you would love to go to?
I've never done Ultra. Is it Ultra?
I want to do that. Yeah, UMF.
UMF.
Ultra UMF. Music. I've never done those.
They have them, like, everywhere, too. Like, in a lot of
Japan.
Big cities. Yeah.
Mm. I love Japan.
An ex went to that, and I was like, ugh, jealous. I know. I heard Miami Music Week, though, is, like,
oh, where it's yeah. At. It's, like, the week before UMF.
Yeah.
And all the clubs.
And all the clubs have all the DJs, and they're mostly, like, free shows and, like, good venues. And
so you can just do that, really. You don't have to go to UMF.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or do both.
I need a date.
Or do both, yeah.
For that and that.
I'll be your date.
I don't know. Like, okay. I said, I think just Europe calls my attention.
I was going to say Mexico.
Mexico,
like, I
really?
Always wanted to do, like, EDC Mexico.
Why? Honestly, yeah.
There was really? There was this festival, too, in Cartagena that I wanted to do a long time ago. And then someone was Colombia? Like, that's dangerous. Yeah, someone was like, that's dangerous, like, because because of the cocoa. And I was like, oh, no, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sounds fun. Honestly, yeah, anything abroad sounds like a blast because it's just the rules are different. I feel like it's more freedom.
Yeah. How was Lollapalooza in France? Didn't you do that?
Oh, yeah. I had done Chicago and France. France was smaller and
they had a little mini Eiffel Tower too. That was so cute.
They did. I thought France was fun. I thought everybody was friendly.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. More friendly than the Chicago version?
Yeah. I feel like the Chicago, there was more a younger crowd, maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. EDC Orlando was pretty fun.
Oh, if you guys went to EDC Orlando.
Yeah. Stay at home base. It's really cool. It's like the hotel, and everybody there is just raging and partying, and they have, like, those, like, pools with the balls, what do you call them? In the main lobby, the ball, whatever things. They had that in the middle.
That's cool.
And then, like, there's a pool and everybody's just raging. And then at night, they have parties in, like, those banquet halls. So it's, like, a rager hotel. It's really cool. 100% recommend.
Cool.
That was fun. EDC Orlando was a good time.
Yeah,
I would go back.
I want to do that. I'm definitely adding that to my to-do list for sure. But EDC anywhere else besides Vegas, I definitely need to go to.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome to do Japan.
Do they have EDC Japan?
They just started that.
Oh, yeah, that's like one of the newer ones.
Yeah.
Was it Korea? What was in Korea?
I think they did do Korea.
Korea?
Yeah, EDC was popping off. It was going on, like, in a lot of countries.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Isn't it crazy how, like, big it's become? I don't know. That's wild. Like, we used to go when it was here at the Coliseum.
I miss that.
It was, like, two stages.
And we were climbing the fence.
Oh, my God. I have this horrendous memory. Horrendous, because I got so sick because I was like a goody good, you know what I mean? Not good, not that I'm not good, but I have my little bad side, I guess you could say. But I remember we were all on the stadium, and then I jumped the fence because you guys all jumped the fence. I don't know why you guys did that. And I jumped the fence.
We wanted to be in the down low.
We wanted to be on the down low on the field, I guess. Whatever. Yeah. And I jumped the fence and I felt so sick. I felt like I was going to throw up because I was just so nervous. I was like, oh my God, I'm breaking rules. Like, it was fun. Do you guys remember anything
crazy?
I remember
that you were a tiger.
I was a tiger.
At EDC.
Oh.
Rawr. That EDC, actually.
That EDC was really crazy.
The last year in LA, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was just, let's just say I was a tiger. I was like, meow. I'm a tiger.
Meow or roar?
I think I meowed.
She was a little baby tiger.
She was a kitten tiger.
I was a kitten tiger trying to pounce. I definitely pounced.
I have no idea how we had the energy before, because honestly, I struggle a little bit doing the three-day events nowadays. I'm like, sheesh.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's talk about Coachella real quick.
Yeah.
That's kind of like a mixture. It's like,
it
that's
is.
Why I like Coachella, though.
I love it.
Like, you have your EDM, you have your pop music, you have your indie, rap, whatever, everything under the sun.
It's one of my favorites, for sure.
I like that about
it. All the bands.
Like,
it's like the taste of Italy. The Taste of Italy. Wait, Olive Garden.
No, the tour of Italy. Yeah, tour de music is Coachella.
Tour de music. Tour de music.
I definitely do not like camping.
Well, now everybody does the glamping. So you come in and, like, your tent is set up. So
okay, that might be different.
A lot of our friends are doing that one now.
Okay.
But me and Steph, we just stay at my aunt's up the street, so.
That's perfect.
Free house.
That's perfect.
Are we doing it this year?
I'm going to air out your guys' dirty laundry.
What the?
Y'all did not shower.
No.
It's Wait. Called wipey time.
What? No, nobody showered. I remember
Spunky's, bring the baby wipes.
Wait, one time Spunky's did not shower at all.
I'm sorry. I definitely threw a water bottle in my hair.
You know what?
With some soap.
It was all once. The hippie vibes, and you know, you had some dry shampoo vibes. And
definitely, yeah, do the important parts, and I mean, you're fine.
I was definitely that person waking up at 6 she in the morning would. To go take a shower every day.
You woke up every morning early, made sure to get the crumbs, because that's what you got to do at Coachella. Or else you're waiting in line for like an hour to take a shower.
Yeah, which I've done that already 2 times. That was enough. But you know what? Coachella is a blast. I love that similar to EDC, everything's there. The party's after. You can just rage, have a good time. I just don't recommend taking that much food because I think like the first year we took like the whole damn grocery store with us. You guys remember that?
We had so much food left
so
over.
So much food that it's like no one wants to cook when it's like 102 it's outside.
Hot as hell. In the desert.
It's in the desert. So don't bring food, but it's fun. I loved Coachella. It's just so different now, I think, too. Definitely
it's,
like
it's
so
definitely
much
expanded. It's definitely there's gotten more stages. A lot more, mm-hmm. lot more people, a lot more performers, a lot hotter. One of the best tents.
It's fun. Like, the mountain backdrop's just, like, iconic with all the palm trees.
Oh,
just
yeah.
So, it's like an oasis. It's
and
so
honestly,
cute.
For the price you pay, you could see some pretty amazing artists all mm-hmm. under one, you know, under one, or not one, I guess, roof, but, you know, one bunch of different stages, but, you know, for a good price.
And then that's it. Next summer, Yacht Week.
Yacht
Week is going on right now, but they didn't have the route that we were doing, and UMF wasn't happening, so we postponed it again.
Okay.
But it's still a great. All the yachts link up in the middle of the ocean. It's called, like, a tunnel, a river tunnel. And then everybody in the middle of all the yachts are in their floaties, and there's, like, a DJ playing.
That's so awesome.
I know.
I need to go back to Croatia next year.
Next year.
Next year.
A lot of people want to join us to Yacht Week, so maybe there's going to be another boat to rent.
Well, it sounds like we have some really fun times coming up ahead. Spunkies, I know you're hosting or you're promoting an event here in LA on Wednesday nights. Do you want to share the info on that?
Yeah. So Clinic Wednesdays, lots of techno, lots of house. If you're into it, come out, come dance with me. I'm there every Wednesday. I know it's hump day, but you know, sometimes you got to shake the rump. Give me a DM or a little phone call, a little text. Definitely down to add you to my list. Lots of really great artists, local, global artists that come out and have a really great, great time. So feel free to join me any Wednesday. And
Yeah, and I went not too long ago, and I had a blast.
Yeah, it was super fun. Last Wednesday was a disco night. Local DJ Gallon. We featured some Dirty Bird artists.
Ooh, like who?
Well, we did Marquise Wyatt, which is like an LA local. We did Sizzak, which is Dirty Bird. And hopefully doing some more Dirty Bird people in the future. So yeah, come find me on Instagram at Spunkies, SPUNKYZ, Spunkies, for a good time.
At the Clinic Wednesdays.
Clinic Wednesdays.
Thanks. And what about you, Jude? Do you want to shout out your info?
Yeah, you guys can follow me on Instagram. My handle is Jules Orozco. Jules, 2_Orozco.
So thank you guys so much for being on with me today. I love talking about music and events. And like I said, I can't wait for the future.
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I truly do appreciate you, and I hope you had a blast hanging out with me. Please don't forget to follow, rate, review, and subscribe. I am on Instagram at Cynie. That's at CYNIIEE_. If you would like to follow for photos, I'll catch you on the next episode.